The only sort of dogfight I thought that the federal government cared about was one in the skies during a war. Then Michael Vick and friends made headlines, and the federal dogfighting statute made it into my consciousness. When I say dogfighting, I mean dogs tussling and biting and getting so rough that one is left for dead or left absolutely dead. The Humane Society describes this sort of dogfighting as a sadistic contest in which two dogs, specifically bred, conditioned, and trained to fight, are placed in a pit to fight each other for the spectator's entertainment and gambling. I've watched Animal Cops enough to know that dogfighting happens. I just thought that state legislatures individually would be the ones to tackle the problem, not Congress. But there it is in the U.S. Code, a statute titled more generally, Animal Fighting Venture Prohibition. The law makes it unlawful for any person to knowingly sponsor or exhibit an animal in an animal fighting venture if any animal in the venture was moved in interstate or foreign commerce. It's also against the law to sell, buy, transport, deliver, or receive for purposes of transportation in interstate commerce any dog or other animal that will participate in such a venture. The law's been around for a little over 40 years, not as part of the criminal code, but part of our agriculture laws. Congress passed it to combat what one court said was an escalating problem concerning pets being stolen for use in medical research and abusive animal research projects. Dogfighting became a part of the law when, according to that same court, dogfighters began meeting up for regional conventions and when they started to advertise in nationally circulated magazines. When you hear the language of the statute, you might alert on words and phrases that sound quite precise and therefore words and phrases that would be inviting for a criminal defense attorney. What's a venture anyway? What constitutes interstate or foreign commerce? And isn't it up to the states to police this sort of thing? A federal court in Texas handled every single one of those issues about 10 years ago. The feds had charged a man with dogfighting after he'd served as a referee for a dogfight. He argued that his actions didn't meet the precise language of the law, that one fight wasn't a venture, that interstate commerce wasn't involved since he and both dogs were from Texas, and that it wasn't fair that the federal government get into an area of law traditionally set aside for states. He lost on all counts. The court found that Congress intended that venture be interpreted broadly, and that a referee's actions during one dogfight helped the entire venture along and shouldn't be viewed in isolation. Movement of any persons or any information or any dogs across state lines satisfied the interstate commerce requirement. Finally, state autonomy couldn't stop Congress from venturing into ventures it felt needed criminalizing at the federal level when the enterprise itself crossed state borders. The bottom line, to paraphrase the court, Congress didn't intend that one guy from Texas who refereed one fight in Texas between two Texas dogs get away with it. And so today, some 11 years later, the statute stands, in addition to multiple state laws criminalizing the practice. And Michael Vick has learned, as have so many others, that Congress can indeed make a federal case out of dogfighting. I'm Amy